XRN. To the Crespo Disco for June 2014. I'm your host, Christopher Crespo, hanging out with Drew Cogburn and Drew.
What up, dude?
How's it going, man?
It's going.
Quick, let me give you your own. There you go.
Another week, another month.
Another week, another month.
More songs, stuff.
Another Crespo Disco. The Crespo Disco, in case this is your first time downloading and you're a little confused why Cinema Crespo Disco is talking about music, this is one of our bonus episodes. We do a music bonus episode every month called the Crespo Disco. Last week we did, what did we do last week? CCN, right? The Outrages. The Outrages, Outrages was last week. The week before that was Dr. Drew's 2 Cents. I mean, we do all sorts of bonus episodes. Fun times for all. It's fun getting together and talking about movies. Not movies. We always talk about movies.
We're not talking about movies.
Exactly. It's fun to get together and talk about other stuff like music.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
So, you know, this is...
movies are all well and good, but I like other things.
They're saying. Yeah. And what we're doing this month for the Crespo Disco is... last month was whole albums that he could listen to from start to finish.
Yes. Yes, it was.
This month is we're doing songs that we can listen to over and over and not get sick of them. Even, like, feel compelled to have to listen to them again.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Twice in a row, got to sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta do it. The song playing right now, very famous song, Come Together by the Beatles, covered many times. Most famous cover by Aerosmith. This is the type of song that's so famous that's famous covered.
Yes.
Yeah, right? And this is the song that made me think of this episode. We were listening to some radio. This song came on. I was like, damn, I've heard this song like 1,000 times. Like, I haven't gotten sick of it.
Doesn't really get old.
Doesn't get old. I can listen to it over and over. So it's a perfect way to start the show since it's what gave me the idea to begin with. And, you know, even to, like, test to see if this song really is like that for me. Is it really that lasting? I think I heard it on the radio like at least once a day, every day since then.
Probably. And like, this is awesome.
And every time of year.
And you listen,
like,
to it right now.
Like, crank it up. You know, that's what I do. So that's what we're going to do now. It's the singles, the Crespo Disco singles. And
is that like Kraft singles?
I was about to say, it's just like the cheese, all individually wrapped, processed, a little waxy.
Any dairy.
But when you grow up with them, you can't get enough of them. For some reason, you keep coming back, no matter how unnutritious they may be. Just like Drew's first song.
Oh, I love this song.
We're going to start with this one. I'm going to go ahead and get that queued up so you can go ahead and wax poetic about your first Crespo Disco single.
I mean, if you've been listening to our podcast for a while and all our weird little things, you'll know that I love Africa by Toto. I don't know what it is about it. It's just one of those songs. I mean, it's Africa by Toto. I mean, I hear the intro and it's just like, oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
And it's just I don't know why it's so good. I really usually not into this type of music, but man, it gets me.
What would you classify? I mean, I just considered this
it's pop
80s
rock. Synth pop, if you will.
80s it's synth pop rock.
No.
Would this be considered, is this yacht rock?
Maybe. I'm sure you could listen to this on a yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd put this stuff up right there with, like, Flock of Seagulls and all that weird, silly 80s nonsense.
The Flock.
But for me, there's a personal touch to this song. This, Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
Uh-huh.
This is one of the songs on one of the radio stations. And one of my favorite things to do was just put it on this song and then just, you know, go cause mayhem while listening to Toto's Africa. And I don't know why I found it so incredibly hilarious, but I did it so often that I actually grew to really like the song.
Well, it's not like it's a song that's like a violent song or an aggressive song.
Down in Africa.
It sounds nice.
It is.
So to roll around in a video game killing people whilst listening to it, causing mayhem and
running
destruction.
Running people over, exploding, people crying out mercy, mercy, and I just mow them down with my Uzi.
Yeah, that's funny.
Man.
I can see the hilarity of that for sure.
So that's really where, you know, it took hold and place in my heart.
And you can just listen to
it. And now I can just listen to it whenever I want to, and I can close my eyes, and I'm doing it all over again.
Do you really, when you listen to the song now, you think of destruction and mayhem?
Mm-hmm. But only in the context of Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Right. You know, it's got to be the 80s-ish. People got to be wearing silly clothes and blah, 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 blah. All the fun stuff that goes along with it.
Right. Okay. So very specific destruction and mayhem.
Yeah.
Okay.
80s destruction and mayhem.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Lots of cocaine.
Lots of coke. Lots of coke and pastels.
Yes. Really shiny pastels. And Toto's Africa playing in the background.
I bet you if you looked up the video, they're all wearing white jackets and pastel color shirts.
More than likely. Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty famous song. I mean, it hit number one a bunch, especially in the 80s when it came out.
Didn't the guy, like, whoever wrote it or wrote the lyrics, like, he never had been to Africa?
Nope, he watched a late-night special and was inspired by it, which is awesome.
And then his chorus is about how the rain falls down Africa.
Yes. He felt some rain. Well, he said he felt some rain. He did.
He felt the rain. He wasn't even there.
Nope.
He felt the rain.
It's got a pretty sweet flute solo.
that was right around the time, I think, when there was massive drought in Africa.
I'm sure. I'm sure there was. I mean, this song was famously sampled by Nas for his song New World.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Awesome song.
So if it's good enough for Nas,
it's good enough for me.
Fair enough. All right, well, Toto Africa. That's how we're starting that one off.
Felt some rains down in Africa, bro.
Felt the rain. He saw a special about Africa.
Right? And
I wrote a song about it, and people are still talking about it.
It's an awesome song.
Decades and decades later. Okay, well, my first song, my first single, it is from a movie soundtrack, this one. So we gotta talk about movies for a second. The movie Bellflower.
Yes.
Independent film, little independent feature. Has a soundtrack by a fellow named Jonathan Keevil.
Pretty good.
And it's mostly like just little songs by, it's a singer-songwriter dude. It's just him. So it's just him playing a guitar and singing songs. It's very laconic. Mm-hmm. It's a good soundtrack. I like it. But the third to last song stands out from the rest of the pack because it just sounds similar. This song sounds like it's from speaking of 80s pastels, it sounds like it should be from a Michael Mann movie from the 80s. I'll go ahead and put on, the song's called Bracket Flower from the Bellflower soundtrack. Part of the reason why I can listen to it over and over and over is because it's very short. So I'll probably end up talking over the whole thing right now.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a song where I would love to like drive around at night. This is a driving at night song.
Listen to it.
Yeah. I'm listening to it. When it kicks in, it's like, wow. It's solely just driving around, looking at the street lights, watching people as you drive by, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's, And it even plays during the movie during a scene where,
oh yeah,
like you're driving.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, you hear that, right? But it's like 80s drive around. Again, it's back to the 80s.
I'm in my Lambo. I got the T-top off with the wind's blowing in my hair. I got my oversized white jacket on.
Right.
Cruising down the, you know, South Beach or something. All the neon lights.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. I can see that.
Pretty much how I imagine.
Yeah.
It's got to be nighttime.
Yep.
There's one camera that's like right off of the passenger side wheel tire. It's affixed to the car, so like you just see the tire going and it's going down the street. There's another camera like on the hood of the car, so you just see the hood and the street going by underneath. Like, that's how I picture. That's what I'm seeing. I'm not actually seeing the road I'm driving. I'm picturing what it should look like as it's being filmed. Not a safe way to drive, probably.
I was about to say that's not the safest way to drive there, Chris.
Maybe not, but it's a mood piece, I guess. You know, I think I have another one of these I would consider that, you know, but it fits.
Yeah, it does.
It often fits my mood. You
know? Definitely.
Especially that one. That sounds like
something. I can see Jan Hammer just sitting there with his guitar.
Yeah. Like somewhere something cool just happened.
Yep.
Right there, right at that moment.
Or maybe he turned the corner.
Or maybe, yeah, he turned the corner and then you see a dude standing in the middle of the street with his arms folded wearing a leather jacket. Like, oh, this guy. I gotta pick this guy up.
Chris's own personal soundtrack to his late night driving.
Part of, yeah, which I never do, but if I did do,
this would be on it.
This is for sure on it, yeah.
Throw some Kavinsky on there, too.
Yeah, whatever's on the Drive soundtrack, throw that on there. And then again, Michael Mann stuff, like Thief soundtrack, some Manhunter soundtrack, definitely some Heat soundtrack.
I know.
Just solely feels that.
Just feels right.
I know we're not talking about movies, but that's part of why I like this song so damn much. And just like that, it's over. That's why I would put
that
it on.
Quick.
That's why I would have to put it on
repeat.
Loop. Because I mean, at this point, I just got to the Wawa at the corner, and you know what? Already my drive is over, so I got to put it on loop like 10, 12 times.
Over and over again.
Yeah, it's just sometimes that's just the way it's done.
You should use it for bed music.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Might be too intense.
Maybe in a really intense episode.
Okay. I'll consider it. All right, Drew, what's your next Crespo Disco single?
The next one is by a band named Fantagram.
Never heard of it.
It's off their 2009 LP, Eyelid Movies.
Okay, here we
go. The name of this song is Don't Move.
Don't!
But listening to this song, all I want to do is move.
So it's daring you.
It is. I don't know. Ever since I heard this song, every time I listen to it, I can't get it out of my head. I'll just sit there and play it over in my head a couple times after I hear it. Sometimes I listen to it two or three times in a row. I don't know what it is about it. It hits it all for me.
Now, how did you hear this song?
Matty J turned me on to him.
Oh, okay.
This is actually the only song I like of theirs.
So did he show you the song?
No, he showed me an album.
Yeah.
And he's like, you should check this out. And I listened to a bunch of songs on the album. Mm-hmm. And this was the only one that I could listen to again.
Oh, wow.
No.
But to a point where you could listen to it over and
over and
over
and over and over and over and over and over.
Because
and
it just does it for you.
It does. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it.
Fantogram.
Yes.
Like Phantom. P-H-A-N-T-O-G-R-A-M.
Yes.
For the people.
P-H-A-N-T-O-G-R-A-M.
It's
like a Fantogram, but it's Phantom.
It's like it's Billy Zane's Instagram account, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. The Fantogram.
I hope so. It better be. If it's not, that's a wasted opportunity.
It
for Mr. Zane.
Seriously,
who is
the Phantom.
And I was going to say, assuredly listening to this right now. Billy Zane.
He's got
to
be.
Get on it. Dude.
Seriously. Come on, change your Instagram name to Fantogram.
Yeah, what else are you doing, Billy?
Welcome to the Fantogram.
How would you describe this? Is this now modern electronic synth pop as opposed to Toto to 80s yacht rock synth pop?
Yeah, maybe. Wikipedia classifies it as electronic trip hop or shoegaze, whatever the fuck that means.
Shoegazing it's a lot like navel gazing except lower. Shoegazing is think of a band, and that goes to like a lot of different styles of music, but think of a band that's on stage and they're the opposite of the underscape line. They stand there, they don't move.
Yeah.
As they play, they're always looking down
at their shoes,
their guitars, their navel gazing. Mm-hmm. So then usually the music reflects their way they are on stage.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of droning a little bit or just wah, wah, wah.
Man,
but it can extend to other ethereal, that's the word. But it can extend to other styles too.
Okay.
So it's funny that they put that on the Wikipedia.
Yep.
They're shoegazers.
Shoegazers.
Not navel gazers.
Nope.
They're really hanging their head though. Now what do you listen to this when you shower up or
no,
or
I
do you listen to this when you would you listen to this when you shower up or when you towel off?
Ooh. Probably like shower up.
Oh, it's a showering up song. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're lathering up and stuff and you're into
Okay.
Right on.
That's cool. Listen to it when I work.
But you just listen to it when you're at work.
Gets the blood flowing.
Okay, I dig. That's cool. You know what this song, my next song, gets my blood flowing for sure. And this is one of those songs where I think part of the reason why I like it so much, I think it's just part of the reason. It's like driving around in my parents' car when I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the radio on, so I'm always listening to their music.
Yes.
Right? And I think maybe this song played a lot at that time. And for some reason, of all the songs from that time period, this one really stuck with me. Even for this particular band, they have several songs that I like quite a bit. But this is the one. It's like, why can't everything just be like this?
I don't know.
I'm talking about Genesis and the song That's All.
No.
Which sounds so almost dismissive.
That's all, dude.
That's all. But here we go. It's Let's get this puppy started. Already, I feel better. Just had the little piano intro.
Genesis is awesome.
I don't know what.
Phil Collins is great.
Let's listen to this for a second. Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was
right. It's always the same, it's just a shame. That's all. He said it. We can stop listening.
That's right. It's like when they say the title of a movie. What's this? This is from 80. I want to say 83.
Probably early 80s, yeah.
I actually have that information.
Yeah, because this is late Genesis. Before Phil went up by himself. To school, you bastards.
You know what's weird on Spotify? I don't think they have. They gotta have. Because when I looked at the song on Spotify recently, it gave me like their greatest hits.
Mm-hmm. They've got them all on them. They just throw you to the greatest hits because it's easy.
Yeah, but what's the. What album is it also as well?
You can find it.
That's what I'm trying to look up. And then when you look up That's All, man, you get Phil Collins' Hot Night in Paris. Genesis. Self title.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I like Genesis, Invincible Touch.
Most of that album's pretty good.
Right. I like the first two or three songs of that a lot. When I was really young, I really liked the song, I Can't Dance.
Yeah.
You know, and the video when they're walking around on the beach.
Yeah.
Now that I'm older, that's like my least favorite Genesis song.
Definitely.
It's a goofier song.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost a parody song.
Yeah. I mean, hell, Throwing It All Away was almost on my list.
Oh, really?
No.
That's a good one. I really like... which one is it that had the crazy video with, like, the giant puppet, like the puppet Reagan?
I don't remember.
Oh, that was a crazy video. That's in the one that... What's the song that Disturbed covered?
Oh, I forget.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everyone knows one. How Disturbed butchered that one song.
With the Land of Confusion.
Land of Confusion. I knew we could get there. Like that's a cool song.
It is
not when Disturbed though. But there's something about this one. It's just it's like when the way Phil Collins sings it, like when he kicks back into the chorus and he's like you know, he's like so into it. You know, I don't know. And I really love this little break here, you know, the mid-late break, and I just think it's a great song. I really enjoy the song.
Yeah, man.
For some reason, I can listen to it over and over and over.
Phil Collins, man, he's a talented dude.
Oh, yeah. When I was younger, In the Air Tonight would have counted as one of those songs I would have listened to over and over and over. But now that I'm older...
No.
It's actually kind of worn on me a little bit.
And it's a little depressing.
It is a little depressing. And it's one of those things where it's been turned over in pop culture so often. Yeah. It's like, okay, now we all get it. In the Air Tonight.
Yeah.
I think what might have did it for that song.
What, Mike Tyson?
No. Well before that. Miami Vice movie.
Uh-huh.
Which I've been wanting to rewatch since I've only seen it in the theater. And, you know, I love Michael Mann. I want to give it another shot. But on that soundtrack covering In the Air Tonight, a band that I liked in college, but then they
not so much anymore.
They evolved into they changed, I changed, we grew apart.
Yeah.
Nonpoint.
Ah, yes.
Did a cover of In the Air Tonight, and it's not that good.
Lord.
And I used to really, really like Nonpoint. Yeah. So. There you go. See what I did there? Movies, music, tied it all around.
Not talking about movies.
No, I'm talking about music for movies. Now we're getting away from that. Let's get into your next one. What do we got here, G? What do you?
Well, just start it.
Oh, okay,
if you would please.
Oh, I can do that for sure. Let me just slide this track in.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Yeah.
Niggas be brown nosing these hoes and shit. Taking bitches out to eat and spending money on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? I treat a bitch like Seven Up. I never will. I tell a bitch like this, bitch, you without me is like Harold Melvin without the Blue Note. Shit, never go platinum. Hey, Daz, give me a light, nigga.
This is Snoop Doggy Dog, Doggy Dog World, from the album Doggy Style. It's Snoop Dogg, 70s era soul and R&B group, The Dramatics, and then, you know, some of the people rapping too. But it's awesome.
I mean,
it samples Richard Dimples Fields' "If It Ain't One Thing, It's Another" from his 1982 album, Mr. Look So Good.
There you go. That's the key. That's the key. I mean, Snoop's got that flow.
He does.
Snoop has his flow that we can see now, even all these years later. He's got his style.
Mm-hmm.
It's incomparable.
Yes,
you know. So Snoop is Snoop.
But all the samples later, on this sort of, album.
But the music is always about the samples. And who's buying the samples?
Yep,
it's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But this is a.
I love it. This dude. It's that G-funk.
The whole album is extremely listenable.
The whole
you could have picked this for last month's best album.
Almost did. But instead, I picked it for this song because it's awesome. Y'all, better recognize.
It's like you don't even want to talk about it. You just want to listen to it and sing along. It's so you can't stop bopping. As soon as it starts,
so
you start doing
it. As soon as the beat drops, all I want to do is just like sit around, drink some gin and juice, light a joint. Gin and, yeah.
Gin and juice is gross, bro.
It is. It's foul. It's absolutely disgusting, but still. We are in the early 90s all over again, Chris.
Yeah, we are.
So good. I mean,
all the music we've been doing, but aside from the movie soundtrack I did.
No.
Well, I don't know. Phantom Gram, you said it was 2009. Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say everything we've been doing has been 80s, 90s stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, for me, this is one of those. It's a classic album, a classic song. It's never going to go bad. It's just one of those. I can't wait till I'm like 60 years old and my car is bumping this shit. Everybody looking at me and I'm just like, what?
Like, this is what I grew up with.
Yeah, seriously.
Pop-Pop is gangster.
So good.
Pop-Pop used to be gangster.
It does. And it's got all the fun intros because, you know, it's 90s rap, so there's fun intros and outros, little skits and whatnot.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like what we heard in the
movie. Yeah, exactly.
Cracking jokes, some dude in the background laughing. Snoop Dogg, oh yeah, that's good times. Snoop Dogg is good times.
It was. Yeah. Well, this album was good times. It's really the only Snoop Dogg album I can listen to in its entirety. And in all reality, most of the Snoop Dogg songs I like off this album. Everything else, I just,
I mean, he has songs that are fine.
He does, but nowhere near that are as good as this album.
No, that's a damn classic album.
Yeah.
For sure. Faux show. Okay, this next song is a little tricky, a little weird, because it's actually two songs smashed together and presented as one song.
Okay.
I think I talked about him definitely the last Crespo Disco, maybe multiple Crespo Discos.
Good chance.
Philip Glass.
Yes.
The composer of the repeating patterns and subtle melody changes and such. He does many movie soundtracks. One he did in the early 80s is for a film that we watched forever ago, Koyaanisqatsi.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's
one of those kind of put out on your own soundtrack if you want.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Koyaanisqatsi. Yeah. Philip Glass did an amazing score. His music is phenomenal. You can just watch the movie as it is. Or because of the way, what the style of the movie is, it's really a montage of images. It's like Planet Earth before it was Planet Earth. You could totally mute the movie, put on your own soundtrack, and
just watch.
And it's still pretty awesome. So that's Koyaanisqatsi. There was a couple songs on there. There's Pruitt Ego and Prophecies. Those are two different songs.
Uh-huh.
Someone put them together, made one song out of them, and decided to put that on the Watchmen soundtrack. The scene where it's both used in the trailer and in the movie.
Yeah.
When Doc Manhattan goes to Mars to contemplate his existence.
Yes, sir.
They play this song, and it's an 8-minute song.
Okay.
So I could listen to it six times in a row. There goes an hour of my life. But I can, though. I have. Leading up to this episode, I was like, do I really like this song that much? I just put it on, I'm working, and it's on loop. An hour later, I'm like, I'm still listening to it.
Okay, I guess I like the song.
It's all repeating patterns anyway. Yeah. So, I mean, it actually kind of looped on itself pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's two songs. First, it's Pert Ego, which is this one. And it's a funeral dirge. pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then halfway through, Prophecies kicks in. That's more like bump, 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 bump,
a little more upbeat.
Yeah, a more upbeat, more epic. It builds and builds and builds and builds like that. It's a lot of fun. I've been listening to a lot of Philip Glass lately. I've been listening to this since Watchmen, 2009.
Well,
it's been 5 years now.
Watchmen's one of those, man.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about movies.
We're not talking about movies, but we are talking about movie soundtracks. Necessary disclaimer. So, and then the thing is, too, this is a really... See, now the vocals just kick in for the first time over a minute in, and it's these guys.
Well, it's 8 minutes long. I mean, I'm sure. I mean, good Lord, Chris.
It's chanting.
Yes.
This is almost... if we're to be performed live, I would expect navel-gazing people standing on stage.
Yeah.
You know,
just
holding their instruments and looking down, waiting for your part to
and go. And I'm done. And go. And I'm done.
Other Philip Glass stuff. I think I mentioned the Glassworks is one of his awesome 6-7 piece sets. It's great. Actually, they definitely have it on Spotify. People do that. You can just check out The Essential Philip Glass.
Huh?
It's like 20 tracks, something like that.
There you go.
From all different things that he's done. So you can find out. I mean, because his style has changed a little over the years. He's done different things. He's done some soundtracks that are more vocal heavy and stuff that's just piano. Yeah. Other things that with a more full orchestra. So you can find a Philip Glass, you know, for you if need be. Yeah, but this is the Philip Glass for me.
The one where it sounds like a funeral.
It does sound like a funeral. And you know what? I guess it just says something about me because it kind of ties into what like Bracket Flower would fit in. I like the moodier stuff. I have another song that's going to fit into this. Actually, three of my songs are pretty similar.
Pretty
moody. Now that I think about it. Because I think the next song I'm going to do is kind of similar to this one. But I guess that just says more about me and the type of moods I can be in. Often.
Are you saying you're kind of a moody dude? Maybe a little depressed there, Chris?
I don't know about depressed.
Maybe a
depressed. I don't know about depressed. Maybe a little depressed. it's beautiful music. And
it is, totally.
It speaks to me in a way that other music doesn't, and I don't know. It's cool. This part where he gets like, doo-doo-doo, it kicks a little bit. I'm looking at the waveforms and how the waveforms get bigger. And I'm like, I know something's about to happen.
It's so building.
So if we keep talking for a couple more seconds,
maybe something will happen.
All right, now we're coming up on the switch here. This is where it switches over. Right.
Oh, I know, man. And when the switch happened, that's when he starts building his thing out of the sand, and it all starts coming together.
This part pops up like once during the montage, and then the music stops, and then he winds his monologue down, and then when he starts building, it comes back into. It's perfect music.
It is
for movies and movie trailers and stuff. That awesome short video essay we watched, Mind Control. Repetition is most basic form of mind control. Half of that scored by Philip Glass, which is why it comes across so epic, because it's all like bum, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So there you go. Root Ego and Prophecies. Separately, they're on the Koyaanisqatsi soundtrack, which Spotify doesn't have. Spotify has the Noyaanisqatsi soundtrack.
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah. There's three of them. They have one of the three.
Well, it must be done by different record companies.
There you go. White tissue. There you go. Nope. God damn it, I want the Koyaanisqatsi one. I want the original
one. Not allowed.
It's cool, Spotify. I know you guys are just trying to make money off the poor artist. Alright, so there we go. Made that one last long enough to be able to talk about both songs. Where are we at? How many songs we got left?
Right,
we got two each.
Two plus what we're listening to
and then,
now.
And then we'll listen to now. We'll close out the show with what we're listening to now so people can actually listen to the full songs, even though we don't have the rights or the permission or anything like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, fuck them. All right, so go ahead and let's... now, here's the band, Drew, I got to say. I was considering them, but I figured you would have them covered.
Well, I had to.
Yeah, I figured you would.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah. I would go ahead and say I love these guys, but I would go ahead and say you're a bigger fan, so I'm, you know.
I mean, of sorts.
It's more appropriate for you to speak about them.
I don't think necessarily I'm a bigger fan. I may have just maybe gotten more of their merchandise.
I think so. No, I think you're more.
I mean,
into
oh shit! I'm wearing.
You're even wearing one
right
of their
now.
Shirts. You didn't even know.
I'm
you
wearing their fucking shirt right now.
You even realized?
So nah, I didn't even know. Yeah, the name of this. It's minus the bear. The name of the song is Pachuca Sunrise. It's off the album Menos El Oso, which is, hey, guess what? Minus the bear in Spanish.
En español. Menos El Oso.
I mean, this song, it's really, I mean, it's pretty much like them in a nutshell of sorts, you know. It hits all the highs, all the lows, the kind of the chill, but the upbeat, it's kind of, when I think of Midas the Bear, this is usually the song that goes off in my head.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but it is. Every time.
Interesting.
I mean, I was going through the albums and everything, I'm like, oh, that song's good, that song's awesome, that looks great, but this is the one. I mean, even at the concerts, when they play the first riff, people start going crazy for this song.
Hmm.
Now everybody's jumping up and down and clapping.
Yeah, they are.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
They are.
And back to the chill. With the weird guitar flares.
They're super fun live.
They are. Oh, they're a blast live.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, I've seen them, good lord, probably 7-8 times, maybe.
At the least.
I'm thinking.
At the least.
I mean, hell.
I mean, I've seen them 4 or 5,
yeah,
minimum.
Yeah. I mean, every time they come into town, I try and see them because it's always a good show. And as long as, I mean, at this point in time, their discography is long enough to where even if I don't necessarily like some of the new songs, chances are they're going to be playing a lot of songs that I do like.
Yeah, they're going to be doing 2 or 3 now. At this point, it's now like 2 or 3 off as many albums as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a good chance that you're going to hear something I do like. Yeah, for sure.
They usually always play this one since it came out. I mean, I saw them before this song was even recorded, and they obviously did not play it then.
True.
Ever since, though.
This is a good album.
The
whole album.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about this last time. There's like only one song on the album that you don't like.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of a downer.
And it's right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's one of their, you know, less happy fun songs. It's just kind of dour and low. And it's about a fucking cop finding a dead little girl and hoping to God that it, you know, that is. He lives out his daughter. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that one. All their other songs about, like, hanging out and partying and, you know, hanging out with chicks.
Yep.
Staying in hotels in France.
Yep.
And then they do a song about a dead girl.
Yeah, I know. And that's why it's just, it's a weird spot in the album. It's a weird song for them. It breaks it for me. It's right smack dab in the middle. That was Pachuca Sunrise.
Great song. The
song is awesome.
Love that song. Great choice. Great choice. All right, well, my fourth single, my fourth Crespo Disco single. This is a band that I got into the 80s, this band's 80s stuff in the 90s.
Okay.
When someone gave me a best of CD.
Yeah, you were like, oh, this is awesome.
Their first best of CD. I was like, yeah, this is pretty awesome. As a matter of fact, I still think the first 7 songs off that best of, they're all amazing, every single one of them. As a matter of fact, practically interchangeable with the song I'm going to use now.
Mm-hmm.
For because I can listen to that first 7 or 8 songs of that best of CD on loop all day, easily, easily. And then I haven't listened to them in a while. I just haven't listened to the band in forever, mm-hmm, for various reasons, which we'll be talking about in a second. And then the reason I started listening to the band again lately is because of a podcast called You Talking You Too to Me.
You Talking You Too.
I gotta recommend that show. It's a mm-hmm. It's a hysterical show, You Talking You Too to Me, whether you like You Too or not. I happen to like some You Too, and what's the name? Their name of their best of is 1980 to 1990, and then their second was 1990 to 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all of 1980 to 1990. The original song, the song is called Bad.
Yeah.
Not Michael Jackson's Bad, but U2's Bad. Different Bad. This song is off of The Unforgettable Fire, which is their second album. The other song of that album is Pride, mm-hmm, in the Name of Love. And those two songs are on the best of. Yeah. Amazing song. Amazing song.
Old U2 is good.
Old
new U2 blows.
It's horrible. What the? And not even new U2, because now we're at the point where you can go ahead and say it. Old U2 sucks too. In terms of the late 80s, okay, so 90s U2. Like, I don't like late 80s U2. No, so I don't. I'm not.
Early to mid 80s U2 was good. Everything else blows.
And pretty much, was it Boy, War, Unforgettable Fire, and then the fucking masterpiece that is Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
Joshua Tree is incredible start to finish. First four albums. What is about the number four? It's like first four Black Sabbath albums, first four U2 albums, first four books of the Bible. I mean, that's where all the good stuff is. <It's weird. laughs> Drew, that's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
Bad stands out. When I was younger, I think With or Without You was a song that I would have said at that time, this is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, getting back into him again, listening to him a lot lately, Bad stands out for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's their most atypical song. All their other songs are pretty standard. Verse, chorus, we hear the bridges and whatever. There's no... This song doesn't have verses or bridges.
Yeah, not really.
It just goes.
Kinda,
for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Slowly builds.
Yeah. It's a slow build and it has a pretty glorious, you know, at the end. When Bono's like doing that soaring vocal thing that he does. Let's go ahead and talk about Bono.
Yeah, what a piece of shit.
He's not a piece of shit.
The South Park episode was pretty good though.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's incredibly easy to skewer and satire. Because he makes himself such a target so easily.
Yeah.
Even all the way back into the 80s, they were just so ridiculously full of themselves. And he would say things all the time. It's like, what are you talking about? Just shut up and sing, bro. Just
seriously.
Sunday, bloody Sunday.
Go save some African children. That's fine, too. Just shut up, please.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, like the things that he's saying, a lot of stuff that he wants to accomplish, admirable.
Totally.
He's a wonderful humanitarian. Yeah. You know, they came from the streets. They came from very poor backgrounds. So as they're all now rich people, they want to help the poor.
It's admirable.
Yeah, I can't say nothing wrong about that. It's just that when the D-bag is walking around at night inside with the sunglasses on and he just says the most ridiculous shit sometimes, it makes it really easy to not like him. But when I listen to Bad or With or Without You,
New Year's Day,
Pride, in the Name of Love, you forget all about it. I Will Follow, I forget all about that. You know what? All their recent stuff sucks. All their newer stuff sucks. I do like the song Vertigo off their 2004 album, which I can't remember the name of it right now. Can you think of that one if I mention any Vertigo? No? Probably not. I do like that one.
Never really got that much into U2.
It's not even like at that point I wasn't even really into U2. I just happened to hear a song. I was like, oh, that's good. Actually, when I first heard it, I was like, is that old U2? Is that some older U2? I was like, no, this is 04. Like, oh, they can still do it. Is this the rest of the album? No, they can't. They just got lucky on one song.
One song.
Another thing I gotta say, I think it's worth checking out the documentary It Might Get Loud.
Yeah.
Because it follows three guitars. One of the guitarists
what is Thiege.
Thiege. And he's not the best guitarist in the world at all. He's a very simple guitarist. But what he works with is with sound pedals and effects and stuff. And in that regard, he's actually pretty incredible. So it's really interesting to see him, you know, working his own setup and trying to come up with different sounds and riffs and ideas and the way he does things. His process. It's
definitely different.
It's definitely
different,
especially, you know, I used to play guitar myself. Yeah. I used to dabble a little bit. I was in a band here or there. And, you know, coming from that perspective and seeing what he's done, I was like, oh, wow, that's good enough to steal.
Mm.
You
know,
if only I had the time and effort and the chutzpah to even bother.
Which you do not.
No, not even close. No way. No, I put that guitar away long ago. So there you go. You two. Thiege. Bono.
Thiege.
Bad off Unforgettable Fire. Now, the next song, Drew, the year song, I'm going to go ahead and say just right off the bat, I think this is cheating.
Why?
It's cheating. I mean, the whole...
It can't be cheating. You're asking me for songs I can listen to. This is one of them.
Yeah, but this is also like saying, like, I need oxygen to live, man.
I do. I do need the oxygen to live. And when the levee breaks by Led Zeppelin is... fucking amazing. I mean, good lord. They record these drums in a stairwell, for Christ's sake.
which you learn in that documentary.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, I mean, this drum beat has been sampled by Eminem, the Beastie Boys, Dr. Dre, Bjork, Aphex Twin.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing, and I mean, the lyrics, I mean, once again, we're talking about Led Zeppelin here, the greatest thieves of all time.
Yeah.
And it's a cover of a 1929 song, When the Levee Breaks, by Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie.
All right.
But they, you know, obviously they did the drums, but this is about when the Mississippi used to flood back in the day.
Right. That's right after good old Robert Johnson, 1929. Sold his soul to the devil.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, it's When the Levee Breaks. If you don't know this song, you should stop listening to the podcast now. Go listen to the whole song, and then you can come back and listen to us talk over it, because you don't want to miss it.
This is off their first album, right?
No, this is off of...
Your second?
Four.
This is off of four?
Is that so? 1971, this is off four, the same album as Stairway to Heaven.
I gotta get those four albums again. First four albums, what the fuck? Those are kind of interchangeable, because they're all just so good.
They are. Houses of the Holy was good.
No, I mean, even after four, they still put out good stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Just not like
it's,
that.
It's just, yeah, one through four is sick.
Yeah.
Sick crazy.
Ridiculously insane, sick crazy.
I got two and four on cassette tape for like 50 cents each in the mid-90s.
So awesome.
At some...
greatest 50 cents you ever spent.
Pretty much, yeah, well, a dollar. But, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a flea market.
Yeah.
Swap meet? Yeah, like a swap meet type deal. English Town, New Jersey.
My mom had this stuff on vinyl. And then when I was in high school and I got into like classic rock pretty hard, I was like, hey mom, do you want these? She was like, I don't care about Led Zeppelin. I was like, so I have one through four sitting, you know, right down there.
Why didn't she care about Led Zeppelin?
She doesn't care for them. But man, these guys, they fucking get me.
Oh yeah.
And I get them.
They're so good.
And once again, that documentary we were talking about, Mr. Page is on that one.
It might get loud.
Yep.
He's the second of
about
the
Whisper
guitars.
And the Thunder.
Son of a bitch.
That thieving bastard.
Yeah.
Greatest thief of all time, dude.
Professional steal, you know?
And they did it so well.
They reappropriated that stuff in a great way. And at that time...
It was
a unique and fresh way. People were like, what the fuck is this stuff?
Yes.
Why is it so soulful yet aggressive and in my face?
Because it's rock and probably the cover of a soul song.
They're covering all these great blues songs, and they just didn't have a word for metal back then.
Yep. Nope. But it was. Man, was it ever.
It was definitely proto-metal. They're the first metal band before Black Sabbath.
It's a freaking... This is a rock band that... I mean, we just listened to however long song, and half of it was just a dude on a harmonica.
Yeah.
And that drum beat just... Doom, doom, tss, doom, 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 tss. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, I'm inclined to agree, sir. Great choice there. Okay, well, here we go. That was your number five. Here's my number five, Crespo Disco single. Like I mentioned before, this one's going to kind of fit into some of the other things I mentioned here already.
Let me guess. No lyrics and kind of moody.
No lyrics, yes. And definitely moody.
There we go.
This is
I love this song.
This is from the Solaris soundtrack. With the George Clooney, Steven Soderbergh, Solaris film. The soundtrack is by Cliff Martinez, Hollywood composer. And he's got that do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right?
Yeah, sorry.
I can hear that. It's awesome. I can hear that in the mics. That's a weird... It's called a Crystal Bechet, something like that. And it's like a series of things. Kind of think of almost maybe like a glass version of a bunch of steel drums.
That's what it sounds like.
And you play it with your fingers, and it actually requires that he has to keep a bowl of water next to his instrument, because you have to wet your fingers to play this thing. And he's like... And I read an interview with him once where he's like, you know, he uses this instrument a lot. He loves it. It's not a well-known instrument, so this sound is pretty unique to him, his style. Mm-hmm. and he'll play it for people, or people hear his music and they love it, and they're like, oh, I want to use that in my movie. And they'll get him, he'll come up with some music, they'll play it in their movie, like, during the editing process, and they'll realize that either A, it makes it seem like someone's about to get murdered, or B, a UFO is landing and the door is opening up for the aliens to come out. And it's like a lot of directors, they end up not liking it. You know? Not that they don't like it, but it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it works so well in the Solaris soundtrack, because it's an outer space.
All of those things.
But yeah, again, like, well, you know, it's a moody piece.
I love this song, though.
It definitely, I can listen to it over and over. The entire soundtrack has this sound, so I can listen to almost every song there over and over and over and over like that. That's just the way Cliff Martinez is, though. He's really good, I gotta say. Big fan of the guy. And it is another one where, like, long drives.
Yeah.
Long drives on the highway or where there's no scenery.
Just gotta make sure I got a cup of coffee, because if not, I'm going to zone out.
The song is called First Sleep. So that's another time. Either on long drives or laying in bed.
Nap time.
Yeah, either or, the song works great. So, there you go. Solaris, First Sleep by Cliff Martinez. Solaris soundtrack. I love it. Listen to it over and over and over. And there you go. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the Crespo Disco for the month.
Whee!
Beautiful. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Go ahead and tweet us. Let us know what are your favorite songs. You can hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Hit up Drew at antihero419. Email the show, cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com. Go ahead and check out, if you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't, but listen to episode 75 this past weekend of Cinema Crespodiso. We got some reviews in there, Netflix picked, movie news, a lot of fun. Next week, what are we doing next week? Next week's last week of June. I don't think we're doing anything next week for a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
So next week, we're going to take bonus episode off. We'll come back in 2 weeks with a bonus episode of Dr. Drew's Two Cents.
Dose.
And, yes, there you go. Okay, so we'll close out the show with the music that we're listening to now. I guess we'll, what are we have here? I guess we'll play your song first. Yeah, that's a ticket. We'll listen to your song first. What are you listening to, Andrew? Explain yourself.
Name of the artist is Pretty Lights. Name of the song is I Know the Truth. It's a single. It's not off an album or anything. It's just one thing.
How did you hear about it?
Spotify.
Just like randomly, like, well, no, I like I've been, this, I've been, I like that.
Well, no, because I've been listening to previous Pretty Lights albums. And then, so when it came out, I got a little notification. Oh, motherfucker put out something new, asshole. So I checked it out. And
why is your Spotify metered in mine?
I don't know. It just is. It's really, like, your Spotify's not mean like that?
No,
my Spotify calls me motherfucker and asshole all day.
Mine calls me sweetie.
It's like, yo, motherfucker, here's some shit you want to listen to.
Boom. Mine's like, hey, sweetie. Got a new
here's some audio
here.
Juice for your ear holes.
Well, yeah, mine does mention my ear holes a lot. I don't know why. So, it wants to penetrate my ear holes.
It does.
Okay, cool. Pretty Lights.
I know the truth.
That sounds accusatory. Well, you know, once you know the truth, that gives you peace of mind.
Correct.
And that's the name of the song by Affiance. I've listened to this Affiance album. I've been slowly going through the album. Like, at first, I liked the first couple songs. Now, I like some of the middle songs. And pretty soon, I'm sure I'll be sick of those. And then I'll get to the last couple songs.
And you'll get sick of those.
Then I'll be sick of the album, and I'll just stop listening to it. Sweet. But it's a pretty good album. Fine, so I'm enjoying it. Here's the song is Peace of Mind. So we'll finish with that after Pretty Lights. And there you go. Crespo Disco, June 2014. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It doesn't count when you give yourself two tries.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
How about that?
It's pretty funny. I like Beavis.
Okay. So we'll close on that one. I won't hit any other one of these. Ah, damn it, I hit one. The buttons are so big, I can't not hit the buttons. Name the
coin.
Name the coin.
I got a coin.
From where?
Mario. All
right. How about this one?
Zelda.
Yeah, there you go. You gotta get to that one there.
Gotta get to the end.
Gotta get to the end. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, it's all about that end there. Okay, I'm done hitting buttons. All right, here we go. A couple songs. Enjoy.
Bye.